have a dog to attack him.
And so we did that just on purpose. Wanted to see how spiritual he was. Wanted to see if he'd get mad and cuss the dog or if he's right with the Lord. So he passed the test, amen. So he's gonna preach for us today.
Thank you. All right. I don't know if I passed the test. I love it. That dog, he said, close, I'm going to kick him anyway. He had me a little uptight. Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for the invite again, preacher. I don't get to come by this many times most places, but that's all right. The Lord's been mighty good to me. Glad to have my wife with me. 47 years me and hers been together. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's wonderful. And then the privilege. I appreciate the nice motel room. Really do. Usually stay in your house down here, but something happened to the water system. You never have been able to drink it anyway, have you? So now, probably whatever's making it taste that way, plug it up. I don't know. But anyway, so much for that. That's smart little stuff, wasn't it? Anyway, Luke chapter 10. And I hope this don't mess up the good atmosphere. This wasn't... Brother, give me the mic while I go. Said, what's the title of your message? I said, I don't know yet because I'm not sure how long halt be between two opinions. I was having trouble here. Which way to go? And I believe this is where I landed. I'm going to stick with it. And hope the Lord will put his hand on it. I'm honored to be here. I sure wouldn't want to hurt anything here, but this, nothing new, simple thought this morning. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Let me say, I come here yearly, and always been mighty kind to me. I do a prison ministry, and been doing it for 35 years. I've been traveling, working with this mission board at Gulf Coast Prison Ministry. And I don't go as far as many as I used to. I'm 75 years old. I'm still getting around pretty good, but it takes me a little longer. You know what I mean? Amen. So I still go quite a few places, probably about 8 different prisons I'm involved in. And then if they need me somewhere else, the fellows I work with, I'm willing to go if they're shorthanded. But that's what I do, and there's no need of boring you all them details. Just do what you do here. Try to preach to sinners. Try to say something to help those that save while you're there. And the Lord's been good to me. I've seen, working with these men, I've seen, and I know this, thousands of professions. You know how I said that. You say you believe all them people get saved? I'd like to believe that, but I know better than that. I've been around long enough, no more than everybody's come through here really got the real thing. Amen. But that's not my responsibility. I don't know each heart. Amen. I just plow up the field, sow the seed, and pray for the rain and the sunshine, and hope the Lord to do a work in their heart like he did mine. Amen. I've sit where they sit, so I know he can change it. Amen. He can work in your life and change things about your life for sure. I'm glad he did that for me. Here in Luke chapter 10, some reason I'm a little nervous. I guess all that good singing and then this message here with all this barbed wire in it. Amen. You know what I mean? Don't seem like it's going to fit, but I ain't got no other way to go now. Too far into it. Done told you where the scripture's at. You really think I didn't know nothing if I don't stick with it. You may wish I hadn't here in a minute now. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a pastor, amen. I'm just, don't get mad and quit coming here if you visit. I'm just passing through. Not a permanent fixture here, just on my way down the road. My wife's looking at me, shut up and preach, do something, amen. All right, Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law, how readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said, "Who said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered, said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought it to an inn, took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves. And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, for letting us have another day. Letting us be in your house with your people, Lord. And this dear brother, being a better friend to me than I could probably ever be to him. I pray now you'd help me not hurt his ministry here, not hinder anything, but be a help to these that come this way. We pray you give us liberty in the Holy Ghost to preach these souls. Help us now as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is a very familiar story here, about this man that went the wrong way. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning. Lord, be my helper. Like I say, probably if you've been around church long, you won't hear anything you're probably not familiar with, but may have a little different twist to you this morning that might say something to you that you might have not noticed. I want to preach just a few minutes on the dangerous roads of life. When folks go the wrong way. Simple thought this morning. You have a Bible, a lot of Bible characters. Adam, when he went the wrong way, he got sentenced. Jonah, when he went the wrong way, got swallowed. Achan, when he went the wrong way, got stoned. Lot's wife, she turned to salt. Peter, he sank. Nebuchadnezzar, he got sick and he got silenced. Hezekiah got sick. Samson got shaved and seduced. All because they made the wrong choice. Amen. We all make bad choices sometimes. First of all, these are some men in the Bible that chose the wrong road. You have David. He chose the road of adultery. Amen. You hear folks say these fellows fell into this sin. It's a choice. You make a choice. Amen. The devil can't make you do anything. He can only put the bait out there in front of you and entice you. But most of the time, it's just our filthy lust of our flesh. Amen. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. God cannot be tempted, neither tempt any man with evil. But every man is tempted and brought away of his own lust and enticed. When lust conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. It's a choice. David chose the road of adultery. I know God used him greatly, but he chose. He looked at this woman, Bathsheba, she was bathing. No doubt his house was above her house. And I won't say she's completely innocent. She knew where the king was at. Amen. She was bathing on the roof of that day. And he saw her. If that's as far as he went, by just looking, he'd been all right. But he looked a little longer than he should and got the lesson after her. And we know the story. Amen. He chose the road of adultery. He paid dearly for the wrong choice he made. Amen. Amen. I believe I've got the wrong message, but you help me through it, okay? Amen. Since I've started with this. Demas, he chose the road of attraction. Paul called him a fellow laborer in the book of Philemon. He said he was a fellow laborer. But something happened to Demas. 2 Timothy 4, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed unto Thessalonica. Amen. Something happened to this man. I believe he was a saved man. I've heard preachers believe he wasn't. And they can be wrong if they want to. But I believe he was a saved man. He was a fellow laborer. Paul made that comment about him. Amen. And he chose the road of attraction. Something out there got his attention. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, love of the Father is not him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye and the pride of life, not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He made a choice. The Bible said, lay not up treasure here upon the earth with the moth and the rust, the thief who break through the steel. Amen. But store up your treasure in heaven with the moth and the rust, and the thief can't break through the steel. For wherever your treasure is at, there your heart will be also. Amen. Something about the world. It may have been the riches of the world. I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 6 tells us that a man that lusting after wealth falls into a snare and many hurtful lusts, it says. Nothing wrong with having money. Everybody in here would like to have more money. Amen. Somebody told my brother-in-law, money don't make you happy. He said, how come everybody ain't got none? It's miserable. It will make your day a little brighter. I've been broke, ain't you? Some of y'all need to smile right here. It ain't a sin to grin. Amen. You know that's the truth. Amen. But you know, I always have enough. I've always had enough to get through another day. Maybe all you need anyway. We worry about tomorrow. That don't mean you ain't supposed to plan for tomorrow. It don't mean you be stupid with your money. Amen. You know, like Christmas time, when you act like a drunk man with that credit card, 28% compounded interest. Amen. These TV evangelists say if you don't have any cash that's in them, send it on a credit card. And they talk about faith. That's not faith. 28% compounded interest. That's stupid. Amen. Right after Christmas is over, and the joy's gone, and you get that bill in the mail, amen, ho, ho, ho for Santa Claus. Amen. Ain't that good? Tell James Knox I said that when you see him. Amen. Eat those James Knox, those old Santa in the hell. Amen. But anyway, that didn't go over good. James ain't here. And I done said it. Hey, I'm talking about choices. A lot of folks in church make the wrong choice. Amen. Some folks just get saved. They don't understand some things. We make the wrong choice. I don't know about you. I've made some wrong choices in my life. Oh, Diotrephes, he chose the road of attention. Over there in 1 John 3. Amen. He loved to have the preeminence. Amen. He wanted to be the big shot, the church boss. Hallelujah. Amen. The preacher told me to say that. The truth of the matter is, amen. And there's a lot of folks. They want attention all the time. If you're not bragging on what they do, amen, they'll get mad and quit on you. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, if you're just doing it to be patted on the back, amen, that's all you're going to get out of it. We're doing good here, ain't we? Amen. I'm throwing this away when I get done with it, but I'm finishing this morning. Amen. This old boy here in Luke chapter 10, he chose the wrong road to go. We make the wrong choices. Amen. He chose the wrong road. Bible said he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem, in our day, New Testament believers, it's a type of the church. And he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, which had a curse on it. It's a picture of the world. He made a choice. It's always a downward road. When you leave the church house, when you quit coming to a regular to the assembly of the church, not forsake the assembly itself together, as the manner of some is, amen, exhorting one another, even so much more, as we see the day approaching. A lot of these churches just quit having, they quit having three services a week. Amen. Some of these contemporary outfits, amen, with a husband and a woman and a man is the preacher there. And they got a little praise leader. Got one of them a gaither, singer, hairdos. You've seen them, ain't you? Amen. Wear them skinny jeans and no socks with loafers on. Amen. And their suits too small where some sodomite designed it somewhere. Ain't we having a time right now? Amen. I'm going, we need it more now than we've ever needed. Am I doing any good? Felt a little ripped on that. There's somebody in here sent them some money lately, I guess. Ain't we having a time? This is nice meeting y'all. This is the last time I ever see you on this side of heaven. But I'm going to preach this hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's a downward road. You know, Abraham, he went down to Egypt when he left Bethel. Amen. He was a friend of God. This was a holy man that made a bad choice. Amen. He chose to go in the wrong direction. Caused him a lot of trouble. Jonah, he went down when he left the call of God. Went down into a ship. Went down into the bottom of that ship. And then they throwed him overboard. He went down into the sea. Amen. And then a whale. Can you imagine? A whale swallowed him. I have no doubt about that at all. If the Bible said that an alligator chewed him up, I'd believe it. Or if he got swallowed by a minnow. Hallelujah. You folks from up north don't know what a minnow is. It's a minnow. But down home, when we talk right, it's a minnow. Hallelujah. Ain't we having a time? You know the story. Amen. But truth of the matter is, God didn't mean to destroy him with that whale. Amen. If he meant to destroy him, he got him chewed up with an alligator. But he put him in some situation that about 3 days and three nights in the belly of that whale. I try to visualize that. It's almost impossible to get a hold of that. And when that whale got sick at his stomach with that backslidden preacher in his gut, amen, he regurgitated. If I start saying another word, but we're going to eat here a minute. Truth of the matter is, he got rid of him. Amen. He had no trouble then going doing what God said. But he made a bad choice. Amen. He didn't love them people even after he went through that. But he did not want to go back in that belly of that whale again. Somebody said, you got to love everybody. Jonah didn't like them before they got right. And he hated them just as bad after they got right. I've met some saved people it's hard to like, ain't you? Amen. Well, we're doing good here. Amen. You say, I love everybody. Don't say that in the house of God. Amen. We don't want to die when God strikes you. Amen. The truth of the matter is, amen. The truth of the matter is, we're to live peace with all men as much as life in us. And sometimes there's some folks, say people, not enough men to hang around them long. Have you ever been around some of them? Am I doing any good over here? That girl's smiling. One saved person in the crowd right there. She's smiling. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'm about to choke on this thing. Hey, I'm just trying to tell you. Amen. Amen. We want to love everybody. Unlike the brother of Sunday school, I do love the brother. That's proof I'm saved. But you have to admit that some of them rub you wrong. They like to steal the joy out of your day. Amen. You ever ask anybody how they're doing? And about 45 minutes later, you're so depressed you can't hardly go. Amen. I try to avoid them. We're having a good time here this morning. Truth of the matter is, they're talking about the dangerous roads of life, and I'm getting absolute no help out of y'all. Some of y'all, the reason I'm in the prison ministry, they will help you preach. They won't live right. Amen. But they'll help you. Amen. You'll get that in a minute. Eh? Hey, Abraham went down to Egypt. Jonah went down when he ran from the Lord. The prodigal went down to the hog pit. Amen. Went down to the hog pit. It's always a down road when you leave God's house and go away from it for whatever excuse you have. You say, you don't know how them people treated me. Well, what do you think they treated the Lord? How'd they treat old Paul and Stevens and, hey man, I've been treated bad. I've treated some folks bad. Amen. Misunderstanding. If you carry your feelings around on your sleeve, some Baptists be glad to knock them off. Amen. Toughen up a little bit. Amen. Toughen up a little bit. Amen. Amen. I know you're supposed to turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. I might turn it one time. Don't aggravate me twice. Okay. I'm just not that spiritual yet. Amen. I'm just not that far along. Amen. But the truth of the matter, it's the road. It's a downward road. It's a dangerous road.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's a lot of folks in the Bible. Amen. It's not just a dangerous road. It's a deadly road. There's a lot of Bible characters that never did get back to the right place. Amen. Old Lot. I don't believe he ever got back. Amen. And if you didn't read the epistles of Peter, you wouldn't even think you're saved. Amen. And he never did get back. Oh, Saul. I don't believe Saul got back. Oh, Samson. I know he's listed in Hebrews 11 as one of the heroes of our faith. But I don't want to go through all of that. Amen. I don't want to have that experience and end up so messed up I kill myself. Amen. Am I doing any good here? But it's a dangerous road. You when you get out from under God's church and the protection around the house of God, you ought to be like that little coney over in Proverbs chapter 30. Amen. He's like the little chipmunks that I'm going to kill as soon as I get a chance at them. They're eating my place up. Hallelujah. Amen. In case we have any animal lovers in here. Amen. I bring them over to your house and want to meet up if you think you got. But they're just little old creatures. They don't have no claws. They don't have large teeth. They don't have no defense. But that little old coney, he makes his house in the rock. Amen. Amen. Jesus, up on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail again. I found out the safest place for me to be, no matter what condition I'm in spiritually, just show up at the house of God, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, whatever's wrong with you, you can get it fixed out the house of God. I never had to go see no marriage counselor. Amen. We just fight it out till we're tired of fighting. Hallelujah. Ain't that right? You finally just get tired of it. Said, I'm sorry whether you are or not. Amen. You'll be able to sleep better that night. And the truth of the matter is, amen, you can go down to the house of God. You can get all the marriage counseling you need right out of this book. Amen. How am I doing right there? Amen. You can learn how to raise your youngins right here out of this book. Amen. Am I doing any good here? I don't know if I am or not. I'm so nervous right now because this thing's not going nowhere. If I could sing a sad song or a good song, I'd sing Get the Wings Back on It. But this thing has took a nosedive. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're talking about the wrong choices. It's a dangerous road. It's a deadly road. We looked at the road here. Let's look at the robbers in verse 30. And he answered, a certain man went down from Judah and fell among thieves. It was stripped him of his raiment, wounded, departed, leave him half dead. The robbers. Amen. You've probably never been robbed. But you know, robbers don't just walk up 200 foot away from you and say, stick them up, buddy, I'm going to rob you. They like to hide. They hide before they pounce on you. I like to watch them wildlife road. Y'all like to watch them? National Geographic. You know, where the lion runs down the deer and rips his, jerks his jugular out. I love that stuff. Because I'm a man. Now, if you're a sissy, you don't like that. You ain't going to make it on that one, amen. And we're having a good time this morning. You know, usually when you're watching them shows, you always got some guy believes in evolution. You know, got a little hat tilted forward, big old pipe. 20 million years ago. I catch myself talking to you. Shut up, fool. You don't even know what happened yesterday. Let's let the lion kill the deer here. But you know, if you ever watch them things, the Bible said, be sober, be vigilant. I'm sure the devil's a roaring lion. Walketh about, seeking whom may devour. Amen. A lion can run 35 to 45 miles an hour. His feet are padded. You can't hear him coming. When he roars at night, you can hear him 8 miles away. And he's the king of the jungle. Some of these TV charismatic clowns and act like they get up on Monday morning and say to Satan, I rebuke you, Satan. And he runs off like a whoop pup. I got news for you. Amen. I've often thought to myself, I'd like to take one of them down to Atlanta at that zoo, throw them in old Leo the lion's cage, and watch them rebuke old Leo as they spit what little bit's left of him back across the fence. Amen. I ain't no match for him.
That's right.
Amen. Neither are you. We're no match for him. But that's why I said, finally, my brother, restore the Lord and power, man, put on the whole armor of God. Might stay to stand against the wiles of the devil. For wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers, against powers, against rules of darkness, world, against spiritual weakness, and have flavor. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand evil day, then all do to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, having on the breastplate right, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you'll be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit. Watch it therefore, our first fist, supplication for all saints. I get an amen out of somebody. Hallelujah. That didn't impress you much, did it? You get up here and look at this crowd, see how you do with it. Amen. But truth of the matter, you got to learn how to arm yourself. I like watching programs. I know them. You say, preacher, you need to quit being silly. Amen. You look at this crowd. You wish you could smile. You know that lion, he don't just run out there and jump on the biggest in the herd. He don't jump, he creeps around in the weeds. Hunkers down. And he waits on that little weak newborn calf. That's the way they do these young'uns. He's just creeping around, waiting on an opportunity to catch you all off guard. A little old newborn calf or whatever it is, water buffalo, that baby can stand on his feet, but it's shaking all over. It can stand, but it ain't learned how to stand good yet. That's the way a baby Christian is. He can see, but he hadn't got all that mess off of him. Amen, that he can see clearly. So whose responsibility is to protect him? The larger ones in the herd, the youth that gather around them. I watched them elephants some of them the other day. They let that baby elephant get right up between all four of their legs and let that baby walk right under them, protecting that little old baby elephant that can't protect itself yet. Hang around the herd. If you hang around the herd, we try to protect and help each other. Try to watch for each other, watch for our young ones. It's kind of like these pretty girls in here, little girls growing up to womanhood. Amen. Got to watch these little slick boys. All of a sudden they show up from nowhere. Am I doing any good here? Say they're saved, you know. Amen. Am I doing any good? I don't know if I am or not. But it ain't popular preaching. But it's our responsibility. That's why parents are given to these youngs. To tell them what they can do, where they can go, who they can go with. Isn't that right? I don't know if I'm doing any good or not, but it's the truth, ain't it? I have one son. He's my pastor. Very proud to be a member. He's 43 years old. He's much of a man, but I watched him. My neighbor was a liquor-drinking Baptist. Those kind don't go to heaven. And I was bad for calling my son boy, a schoolboy. Schoolboy. She said one day, ain't he got no other name besides boy? And I said, yeah, boy. Mind your own business. I always had him with me. And I didn't choke him to death with rules, but I had some rules. And I watched, tried my best. We tried our best to protect him. I tell him all about what the world was like because I lived in it before I got saved. I tell him how it was. You don't want to go that way, son. I don't know if I'm not bragging here. I'm just telling you. He had one friend. And his dad was over the Christian school and lived a block away from me. And that's the only one we let him go. Even we didn't let him stay all night with nobody. We let him go over there because I trusted them and their family. But usually he'd come home about 11 o'clock at night and said, I'd rather be home as anywhere. Not because of me, but because of her. Am I doing any good here? Yes. We have a girl, but we had a boy. We're concerned about him just like you would be about anybody else. What was you trying to do? We was trying to protect you. I say this without boasting, but my wife made our home such a good place to be that he wouldn't want to go nowhere else. He used to say that. All his buddies were going off to Bible colleges, different colleges. He said, Dad, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go to this local college here in town until I know what I want to do. And then he said, I'm afraid if I go off somewhere, I'll get in trouble. It's not a boast. I'm just trying to make a point. Because he knew we've been instructed him. It's like that lion just kind of creeps around. Waits on that new weak baby calf. As soon as he sees mom and dad and the rest of her not paying much attention, he pounces on. You know, when you get caught up and all this stuff goes on, my boys, my grandsons play ball. But this travel ball business, it's going to hit a snag. Amen. I don't have one no more. I used to go just like you did. My boy played ball. Amen. I'd hoot and holler when he knocked a home run. When he grew up and quit playing, I got to preaching sin again. Amen. It's not a sin, but you ain't got to be careful. You know, if he can't get you young with drugs and alcohol, he'll fill your calendar so full. You don't have time for spiritual things. The point is, I'm not against any of that. I'm not against any of that. I'm just trying to tell you, you've got to watch all this stuff. Anyway, let me hurry here. I'm about to die on this. Preacher ain't even trying to help me much. I'm just trying to tell you. That lion waiting on that little old weak newborn. Now, sometimes he waits on that one that's wounded, you know, bleeding a little bit. He can smell the blood. You know somebody's got their feelings hurt, church. The devil can sense that. He knows. He knows it. The Holy Ghost knows it too. And when you grieve him, when you get bent out of shape and you grieve, I believe he can smell the blood. Then he starts blowing up whatever you're aggravated with, blowing it up in your mind, making a mountain out of nothing. Hey, next thing you know, you're sold up, quit coming to God. Church on a regular basis, got your whole family out. You got to watch him. He's pretty slick. Amen. Well, let me hurry. Also likes to catch him that's wandering off. You ever have folks say, stop in on your church and you say, where you go, church? I just go here and there. Do you? You don't have a home church? I believe in it. I'm a local church man.
Yes, sir.
I'm a local church man. Amen. I believe in the local church. You need to get somewhere. Quit wandering around. You ain't even got enough sense to know the devil done got you. Well, we'll leave that alone. I'm getting rid of this. Really, I am. I'm going to throw this away. My wife ain't never liked this sermon. I don't like it either. I'm just trying to tell you. Amen. I ain't bragging on the devil, but you know, a real thief, I do prison work, a real thief has a hard heart. Has no compassion on whoever he's robbing, whoever he's going to hurt. And if you think the devil has any compassion for your younguns, you're foolish. Just go down on Skid Row and look at them people running around there and their eyes sunk back in their head. Got sores all over the body from doing all that meth. All their teeth is done fell out. And some of them yellow as a pumpkin because their liver is rotted. They didn't start out like that. All of them I know didn't mean to end up there. They just ended up there. Somebody's a little baby boy, a little baby girl at one time. Hardened, amen. Amen. Let me go on here. And also hide from you. That lion, he hides, makes his move. Amen. He'll creep right in here. They like to hang around watering holes.
Right.
Amen. The devil likes to hang around a watering hole. You know, with the tares or the wolf that slip in. They like to hang around the watering hole. I can paint the church as a watering hole. It's a dry, ungodly world. I don't know about you. I can't hardly wait till Sunday. Amen. I really can't. I don't know about you. I got to have some help. I just need to get down there and get a fresh drink of water, don't you? Well, the devil likes to hang around there too and see what's going on, see how he messes up. Well, we looked at the robbers. Man. No wonder my wife don't like this. Amen. And then we look at the ruin here. Bible said that he stripped him. Amen. He stripped him. He took everything. He fell among thieves that stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, leaving him half dead. Amen. He stripped him. You know, when you're saved, he cannot steal your whole or your righteousness that you inherited or was imputed to you when you believe with all your heart. He cannot get that from it, but he can get your everyday practical righteousness. Your godly life. He likes to steal that away. He likes to steal your testimony. He likes to take that peace when you're walking with the Lord that you enjoy on a day-by-day basis. He hates that. Amen. If he can steal the peace of God out of your heart, amen, he'll keep you from witnessing and telling anybody else about how good God is because you don't have that peace that he stole from you. Bible said he fell among thieves. I don't think he meant to do that. I've never fell on purpose. Amen. But you know, you stray away from the right place, the church, and go towards the world again. Amen. You're on a downhill run, and you're going to get stripped of everything that's decent, holy, pure, that you enjoy in life. Amen. We see the ruin here. He stripped him. He ripped everything. He took away his respectfulness, his excitement, his expectation. Men in prison, they're sitting there. Their family, wife has divorced them. Their kids can't be around their young. They're broke in poverty because they let the devil run their life. And that's the end result of all that. Y'all feel quiet out there. I'm trying to hurry. I am. Y'all back there in the back smell chicken, don't you? I can tell by looking at you. Well, he stripped him. He left him smitten. The Bible said he was wounded. That's what sin does.
Yes, sir.
Wounds us. Hurts us.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, the Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whereby you're sealed. Under the, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be pure away from you, all malice, be kind one another, tender hearted, forgive one another. God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. When you let the devil, amen, or your flesh, you know, we got the flesh, and its enslavement, amen. We got the world and its entanglement, and we got the devil with his enticement. And he likes to mess with us, and leave us stranded, out of the will of God. You ever been there, preacher? I've been out of the will of God.
Sure. Yes.
I've been what we call backslid, especially when I first got saved. I didn't know how to live for God, but I wanted to live for God.
Right.
I got saved in 1974. There was a what they call a recession. You know, the politicians are telling us out of gas. They're lying in.
Right.
How am I doing there? Trump ought to have done what he started to do, wiped that outfit off face of earth and got this thing over with. I had a tender moment right there. Amen. But I guess God won't let him cause of the prophecy that we know about. But it wouldn't have hurt me none if he'd have clobbered him a few more times. Amen. Cheap gas or not, just watch it happen. Amen. Amen. Truth of the matter, I'm going to say whatever. You ain't helping me. Hey, truth of the matter is, though, you know, we get smitten. We get hurt. Now, when we grieve the Holy Ghost, it grieves us that we grieved Him.
Right.
I got saved. I'm going to tell this. I got saved and there wasn't no work. You remember that? Some of y'all, old as I am, in 74, 75, cars backed up for 4 or 5 miles, get a little bit of gas. Said there was no, we was running out of fuel. Amen. That's crazy, wasn't it? Bubbling out of ground in Alaska. And wasn't that ours? We gave a few quarters for it or something. I forget what we paid for that thing. But it blew, it bubbled out of the ground.
Yeah.
And they said we was running out of fuel. They said, well, we don't want to dig up there because we don't want to mess up the environment for the polar bear. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen any polar bears lately? You say, I like to look at the polar bear. I do through a scope. Shoot them and get us some gasoline down. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Tiny, awful color. Truth matter is, where was I at? Amen. It wasn't no work. You know? I got saved. Just got saved. Had that newborn joy of God in my heart. God took the needles out of my arm and the dope out of my nose and the booze and cleaned my filthy mouth up. With no work. I was no construction worker with nothing going on. So these... His buddies of mine meant well. They were lost buddies. I used to run. They said, hey, Elsa, we know where a job's at. And you got a car, we can get you the job. They didn't have a car. So here I am. I loaded up the little car I had, piece of junk I'd bought that the Lord had given me. But it was, you know, really pretty raggedy thing, but it was a way to get around. And here I loaded up thinking I was going down here and going to do good on this job, loading up with sinners. Be not under you can yoke together with the unbeliever. What fellowship and right under right? What communion have light with dark? What concord across the veil? What part of he that believeth with the infidel? What agreement have temple God without it? For you, the temple of living God. God shall I dwell in him, walk in him, be there. Wherefore, come out from amongst you, be a separate shadow, and touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you. I shall be a father, and you shall be my son and daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. I'm taking too long, ain't I? Amen. But truth of the matter is, I didn't know them verses, and I didn't know anything about my old nature and new nature. I just had the joy and the peace of God. I didn't understand just because I got saved, you know, that I was never going to get fouled up. Babies make crazy comments sometimes, you know. They don't know no better. I'll never do that again. You better watch.
Right. Right.
Here I go, like a sheep to the slaughter with these fellas. They didn't do me no harm, but next thing you know, I was out of the will of God. I was in bad shape.
Right.
Amen. I come home broker than when I left.
Yes.
You won't prosper doing that.
Right.
You ain't going to get nowhere doing that. I finally got sick of my sin. Amen. But let me go on. I'm going to confess my sins to the priest as soon as he comes because some of y'all ain't going to hit me. Truth of the matter is, I got smitten. I got wounded. Then he got stranded. He just left him where he found him. That's the way the devil, the world, and the flesh will do you. Just leave you there. Young ladies, you get around somebody that ain't saved. You think you love them. They think you love them. Amen. They'll just leave you stranded when they get done what they come out to do. Amen. Same way with young boys. You got to watch that stuff. When you get about 13 years old, you lose your mind. Amen. Isn't that right? When I was about 13 years old, I was still playing with BB guns and little trucks and toys, and all of a sudden this pretty girl walked by and I said, huh, I believe I love her. Amen. I put her name. I'm not picking on you, you got tattooed. I put her name, tattooed her name on my arm. No offense if you got one. Amen. I love this woman. 3 days later, she dumped me. Got to watch whose name you put on you, amen. I saw her about 25 years later. She changed. Ooh, did she change, amen. Amen. My wife worked for a doctor. I said, Doc, get this ugly woman of my. I mean, y'all going to help me here. Hey, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm trying to get this thing some wings back on. Amen. Well, we see all that. Thank God for the rescue.
Yes, sir.
No matter how fouled up you get, there's a rescue.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's a rescue here. You know, that priest come down. He wasn't allowed to help him. He couldn't help him anyway. At Levi, the law can't get you out of the ditch. Amen. He can't patch you up. He just tells you how messed up you are. But a good Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, I believe he was looking for that kind of person that was in the ditch, had compassion, went to him. He couldn't go to him, but he went to him, bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine. When you get out of the will of God, you got no joy. You got no power of the Holy Ghost in your life. But this old boy, patched him all up, put him on his own beast. That's a picture of grace. Took him down to that place. Amen. This is a picture of the church. Told the innkeeper, he gave him two pieces of coin, and he said, "Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest for, when I come again, I'll repay thee. Which now thee thinkest was neighbor of him that fell among the thieves? He that showed mercy on him, he said, go and do thou likewise." I'm glad. Thank God for the good Samaritans in my life. When I've been out of the will of God, I'm glad they came by where I was at. I'm glad to have pity on me. This old boy had pity on this fella. He didn't beat him up and drive him down any further. A few years ago, we was in this meeting over in Greensboro, me and my boy, and we was all standing at this big motel, and we, these two old people, very old, kind of feeble, was walking along, and the curb that she stepped off of was about this high. And when she fell, she fell hard. And none of us run over there talking to her about how stupid she was for falling. Amen. She was a bleeding. I never have forgot this. My boy got his handkerchief out, poured some water on it, got her up. She couldn't get up. Her little old husband couldn't get her up. Got her up. We weren't talking to her, beating her up because she fell. I remember what she said. She said, "I didn't know how far it was." Hey, you just don't know how far it is. And we got her up, wiped the blood off of her. Amen. Called an ambulance. Amen. To get her some help. That's what we need to do when somebody that's saved and we know they're in bad shape because some of us have been down there ourselves. We know what condition they're in. We ought to go looking for them. You say that's a preacher's job. He's got enough to do. It's our job to try to go help them get up out of the ditch. Amen. Want to have a little pity on them. Want to go over and try to patch them up. Want to pour in some oil and wine. That wine's a picture of joy. When you get out of the will of God, you lose the joy of God. You have no strength. We ought to patch them up. Get them back to the church house. Amen. How am I doing right here? I believe I'm right here. I don't know about you. I've been down there. Thank God it wasn't some Pharisee that left me down there. It was somebody that cared for my soul. And they knew God had saved me, and they went to rescue me in the spite of my stupid decision. Am I doing any good? You don't have to beat him up. That prodigal, that father didn't go beat him up. and didn't tell. He could smell that slop on him. You ever fed hogs? You'll get a hog slop on you. Amen. Everybody. He didn't tell him how bad he smelled. He was in rags and broke. Amen. His clothes probably rotted off of him. He didn't talk to him about how bad he looked. He hugged his neck. Fell on him. Said, let's kill the fatted calf. Bring forth the best robe. Put some shoes on his feet and a ring on his hand. Hey, let's kill that calf and celebrate. Hey, thank God he come home. I'm glad I got home. Hallelujah. Am I doing any good right here? Hallelujah. Some of you have probably backslid this morning. You may not be down to the hog pen, but you're headed that way. You know what's even worse than that? At least he knew he was in the hog pen.
Yes, sir.
Am I doing any good? I'm shutting her down. It's been nice knowing you. Hallelujah. Good folks. I'm glad I got to meet you before we see you over on the other side. You know what's worse? It's folks that come to church. You know what this is here? Not just for sinners to get saved. It's for saints to get the joy back. It's the place to get your wound bounded up. Put the joy back in your life. What's worse than knowing you're in the hog pen is coming to church and can come to a church like this. Amen. And never go to the altar about nothing. There's something wrong with that.
There is, absolutely.
You don't have to go to the altar every time you foul up, but there is some place of time you can't get nothing fixed to you. Right there. I tried to get him fixed that way.
Yep.
Amen. It just won't work.
Right.
Come on up here before I kill what meeting we're having here. Hey. You ever been out there? You don't have to raise your hand. When you're out there lost, you don't know it. Total darkness. But boy, if you've ever started walking in the light, birthed into the God's family by the Holy Ghost, and you grieved him, and you went astray, you're one miserable creature. You might put up an act and act like everything's okay in front of folks, but you know in the depths of your soul, won't you get it fixed this morning? Come on up here, preacher.
Preacher had been worried all morning that he preached the wrong sermon. Little does he know he preached exactly what we needed. While the piano player plays this morning, he's already invited you to come. I'm glad there's a restorer out there who wants to restore you. He'll restore your joy. He'll pour a little oil in, man. Would you come this morning? The Lord spoke to your heart. There's help. The Lord wants to help you. Man, he wants to help you. Oh, he wants to help you. There's no one in this room that can say honestly they've never failed, they've never come short, they've never made a wrong choice. All of us have. And I sure am glad for the Good Samaritan. Come by. Pick me up. Wiped off my wounds. Got me back on the right track. Man, the Lord wants to help you. Many folks come this morning. Would you come?